Not to leave out anything about Hurricane Dorian, because we know that everything's still, it's moving away now, and the coast is still feeling the tail end of the remnants, but we didn't really get a whole lot here in Central Florida. Thank goodness. We were lucky to kind of escape that. But there's ways to donate. We have it up at 1059sunnyfm.com.
Yeah. I mean, really, look, you know, a lot of what happens now, I mean, if you've been here long enough, you know how this goes. Now, a lot of the donations are impractical.
Right.
You know, it's like money is the best thing. Because
right.
then you send the money, it gets doled out there for what's needed, rather right. than us sending a bunch of baby cribs.
And then they already don't, and they already have them. Because you could send stuff and it gets there later, and then they're like, oh, we don't need these anymore.
And they end up in a big yard at a warehouse, mm-hmm. and then the mayor of where their town is starts in front of them and criticizes for not sending them anything. What am I talking about?
Oh, I don't know. You're
Puerto
talking about
Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So money really is the best
Money's
thing.
Money's the best thing.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of like what you said. Every station, every radio station, every television station, this has been nonstop since last Wednesday. So we're kind of trying to move on from that because we know even yeah. we need a break from it every so like I said earlier, I watched the Weather Channel for 3 hours and I was like, oh my God, stop. I have
but
to put
now,
on a movie.
But now they make you feel compelled to have to do something or feel bad.
Yeah,
breaking
like
news. Continue to buy bottled water and generators.
Well, or how you can thoughtfully and responsibly donate money.
What do you mean?
I saw a post earlier that said, here's how you can thoughtfully and responsibly donate money. Like, I want to not thoughtfully and irresponsibly donate money.
Is there an unthoughtful way to donate money?
There is.
Here, you big whiner. Here's a $50,000. Take it.
Just throw it in their face.
No, don't do that. That's irresponsible of you. That's my kid's college fund.
Don't be irresponsible. Be responsible and thoughtful, Rick.
God, these people are going to hate us.
I know.
Yes, sir. Hello.
You are an absolute disgrace.
Ugh.
An absolute disgrace. You're a blight on mankind, and your radio station should be boarded up and thrown into the garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like you, and I don't like your show.
Okay.
How about that this morning?
Well, you know, is there anything I can do for you? I mean, are you calling just to complain?
Yes, I'm not. I have a civic duty to say that you have not properly covered the hurricane and its damage for the in the best interest of the community.
Well, there's hardly anything happened here. I mean, you know, there's a breeze this morning. It's actually quite nice outside.
Nothing has happened. What about, did you see the destruction that this hurricane has caused? Did you mention the altitude of the hurricane and the longitude using the proper the millibars configuration and whatnot? Did you?
Well, not really. They got 18 stations doing that. We just played music and
blah, 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 blah. Did you suggest the proper places for me to pick up sandbags and whatnot?
Oh. Yeah, I think we did. I'm not sure. I mean, everybody
you
was...
You did not. You should have been handing out T-shirts and
what?
Supplies to the victims. You should have been doing your part. Let me tell you something. You have an obligation to serve the community, and
yeah.
you fell short.
Well,
and I don't like it.
I don't think giving away T-shirts during a hurricane is serving the community.
And then ridiculing your listeners. Well, the first three words you said were correct. I don't think. And that's you. You don't think.
Yeah.
That's you
okay.
right there to a T. And what are you going to do about that?
Well, Jill, do we have anything we can...
I mean, I could dig up one of those one-of-a-kind Sunny hat umbrellas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From last year, we have the little hat umbrellas.
Like, it's like a headband, but it's an umbrella, so it shields your head from the rain.
What color are those?
It's a bunch, like, red, blue, yellow, white, bunch of different colors.
Rainbow.
Blue?
Yeah, there's blue in there.
That sounds good. I'll hold.
Rick Stacy.